When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Attention! It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hey, all right. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. You know, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. One day I'll memorize that. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news and all kinds of silly stuff with Wookiee noises, which I don't have available right now. Try again, take two, with Wookiee noises. There we go. Fired up for Star Wars. And let me tell you, going to Funko yesterday did not help quell that in any way, shape, or form. Oh boy. So I got a chance to go to the Funko store, and Funko are those figurines you see everywhere. They've got partnerships with all different, like, specifically drugstores, I see it a lot, but also like any of the major retailers that sell toys and stuff like that. You'll see these little figures with kind of the black circle eyes. They're so cute! And I go to the Funko shop yesterday, and I met with Hillary. She's their content manager, and got to just like have a tour of the place and look around. I had to sign an NDA to go in, which is a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't really talk about what's going on in there. But it's just because they have awesome figurines that aren't released yet and stuff around. They're like working on all kinds of secretive projects so they can release the newest and coolest characters. This week alone, they released from The Mandalorian, that series that everyone's going crazy about, myself included, from Disney Plus, they released the plans for... I call it Baby Yoda because I am on the internet, but they call it the child because technically it's not a Yoda. It's just whatever species that is. Unless it is Yoda. I got some thoughts on this. I think that we're going to find out that this is actually a clone of the OG Yoda that we didn't know about. And that's why everybody's like really like... he's really chasing it down. They had to hire a bounty hunter to find it. And well, you got to watch the show. I'm not going to say more than that because it's important that you get to it on your own this way. But I think that we're going to find out that is actually a Xerox of Yoda. So that it's going to happen here soon that we are going to be able to call it Baby Yoda. I have to watch this week's episode. I don't know. Back off. Also, somebody told me that I asked the question that if in episode 9 of Star Wars, Darth Maul is going to show up, someone was like, you mean he's going to show up in the Bounty Hunter? And I was like, oh my God! Lots of sound effects this morning. it's been a crazy week. I haven't gotten enough sleep. I felt like an insane person, but here we are looking at Deck the Hall Ball just days away. Man. Deck the Hall Ball is our big concert that we do, in case you're listening to this podcast somehow without knowing that I'm on 107.7 The End. We got a big concert coming up on Tuesday night featuring the 1975 as the headliner of Monsters and Men, The Head and the Heart, and a bunch more. All the details, deckthehallball.com. Pretty cool to come in this morning on a Friday and start the day off with a great bit of Washington news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
According According to the U.S. News and World Report, Washington State is the best state in the United States.
Duh.
Yeah, right? They took a look at a ton of categories, and we kill it when it comes to healthcare, education, economy. Our worst stat at 22nd was financial stability. Yeah, no joke.
The worst states?
Can you guess? Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. I mean, to be fair, Louisiana has New Orleans, so that's awesome. When the Seahawks and other football teams take to the various fields across the country this weekend, many players will sport flashy shoes, part of the My Cause, My Cleats campaign. Russell Wilson and gang get to decorate their own boots, then after the game, auction them off with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the cause of their choice. This is awesome. Seahawks play Sunday night at Los Angeles Rams. That's a big one for the playoffs.
You just got news.
Let's dig a little deeper into that Washington is the best state thing. I've been to a few of the top five states. I'd like to point out that Oregon is like 20-something-eth. Take that, Oregon. Anyway, I've been to a few of the other top five states. I've been to Utah. Was not stoked about that. It is pretty. But can you finally get a full-power beer there? The top five states. Hold on, I'm looking it up now because I got distracted. Okay, again, the top five states, Washington, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, and Vermont. That's awesome. I live in Washington. Cool. New Hampshire, I've recently been to. It seemed beautiful and awesome, although I would like Maine as well. Let's see where Maine lists. M-A-I-N-E. Maine is 32nd, so maybe not so good. They're looking at healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, blah, 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 blah. Washington first, New Hampshire second, Minnesota third. I know a lot of people who live there. Too cold for me. Utah fourth, and Vermont fifth. Vermont's Bernie Sanders. Is that what? Okay, yeah. And then Utah, God, that near beer is just not going to do it for me. Also, anywhere that's like really like super religious in any one way or another seems like a bit much. You do whatever you want or whatever, but like when the whole theme of a place is that thing, and I might be oversimplifying, I get it. I don't know. Just not interested. Colorado top 10. Love Colorado. What a great state. It's when we turn around and look at the bottom part. How many of these states have you been to? Okay, scrolling down here to the bottom five. At number 46, New Mexico. That's my home state. Hooray! West Virginia, Mississippi, who have a Confederate flag still within their flag, which I find weird. Alabama, and Louisiana. Boy, Louisiana gets the worst scores, obviously, because they're 50th. That's an important thing to remember, that we have to remember that not just the being the best state, congratulations, Washington, but we're judged by, as a country, by our worst state, or by humanity, even. We have to bring the people up from the bottom to help join us, not separate ourselves away from them, because otherwise there's still a problem that's lurking around. Not that the people in the 50th state are a problem, but it means that they're not getting the same opportunities. We're not equals. Anyway, I've been to New Mexico, obviously. I've been to Mississippi, not long enough to really have an opinion. And I've been to New Orleans, which is probably the rad part of Louisiana, because if you're 50th, there's got to be some problems. But looking at this list, like, I grew up in New Mexico. I go back and I have a fondness from my childhood that's obvious. That's what happens when you grow up somewhere. Even though, like every other kid, I was like, can't wait to leave here and move to Newport Beach, California. I did not end up living there, but that's where I wanted to go. But I couldn't wait to get away. Now I go back. I get it. I get why people like New Mexico. There's challenges. That's for sure. And as the disparity between those who have stuff and those that don't grows, I guess it's probably going to get harder. But, like, ultimately, we live in a pretty advanced country in terms of wealth and stuff. So even 46th in the country, New Mexico, not so bad, dog. I wouldn't want to live in Alabama, though. I have no experience, but boy, the headlines. They got to get someone to get out in front of those optics, right? Have you been to any of those five states? Pennsylvania's 41st? Holy cow, you think Pennsylvania would be better? Alaska is 44th? I think of Alaska as being awesome. It's like one of the places I want to visit the most. Wow, all right. Oregon, top 27. That's a good metric. Anyway, it's cool stuff. I love this type of thing. I don't know what it means to be number one, though, because does that mean more people are going to try and come here? Or does that mean people like me are like, oh, I don't want to go to the place that's the top. I'd rather go to the place that's third. I find it interesting that my wife, more than anything, wants to live in New Hampshire. And I could be like, well, it's number two behind old number one, Washington. Anyway, I got some serious eel talk here.
Nerd talk,
talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Here's a fun way to power the lights on your holiday decorations. Just use an electric eel. Miguel Watts, an aquarium eel with a rad name, will spark the waters of his giant tank. Sensors in the tank gather the signal, applying the shocks to electrify the lights of a nearby Christmas tree. How fun! Also, this went much better than trying to use a hammerhead shark to hang the stockings on their mantle. Ooh. Speaking of things that did not go well, Black Friday went poorly for Nintendo orders on Amazon after reports of dozens of people say instead of receiving a discounted Nintendo Switch, they opened packages to find many fun surprises, including tambourines, electric toothbrushes, and in one case, condoms. Oh, just like the good old days before home consoles, and when Netflix and chill was simply just the chill part. Yeah. And finally, some company in Oregon made a magic mushroom nasal spray to help treat PTSD and depression. They hope to have this natural medical remedy prescribed as soon as 2025. Just whatever you do, don't let 1980s Super Mario get his hands on it.
Ho, 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 Mario Smash! Ho, ho, my hands are drippy.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I don't know what you do for the holidays, and I hope whatever it is, you're having fun. I've gone through the struggles of, like, I'm not, like, Christmas is like this big commercial thing, and it doesn't really mean what it used to. And then before it was a Christian thing, it was a pagan thing because celebrating the season change. And so that's been co-opted. And I go through all these things. And finally now, I guess having a toddler helps out with informing this. But I'm like, I love the Christmas season. It's fun and we do fun things and there's activities and we spend time together as a family and there's traveling and cooking. The part that I don't like is that I am getting fat. I was thinking about, why does my shoulder always hurt doing karate and push-ups and stuff? It's because back when I used to be able to do a ton of them, I weighed 30 pounds less than I do right now. That's 30 more pounds you got to push up, literally. I know it's distributed amongst different focal points, but gross. And I'm like trying now to like do something about it and seeing no progress. So happy weekend.
Whatever.
The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.